One contestant hooked to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down. Can you stay calm? Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out.
False.
This is 1,000 heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, all that stands between our contestants and £25,000 are seven challenges and 1,000 beats of their own hearts. Let's find out if our first contestant can stay calm under pressure. Let's welcome Candice. Hi, Candice.
Hi, Vernon.
Mwah, nice to showbiz. There you go. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're from Edinburgh.
That's right.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a student and I also have a craft business from home that I do as well.
Wicked. What are you studying?
A mixture of law and welfare.
All right, okay. And is that home study?
Yes, doing it all from home, so it's all my responsibility.
Yeah. So there's a lot of pressure on yourself there to
succeed. It is, yeah.
Well, fingers crossed, hopefully, this afternoon.
Thank you.
You're going to walk away with a lot of money. So throughout the game, Candice, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, and as it stands at the moment, it's 107 beats per minute. It's not bad. It's not bad. So before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. You ready?
Yes.
Good luck, Candice. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. This is the plate. This is where all the gameplay takes place. Get an answer wrong, it'll cost you 25 heartbeats. Also, if you can't think of the answers to any of the questions in the round, you can step off the plate as well.
Okay.
It'll cost you 50 heartbeats, though.
Right.
We will change the question, and then we'll continue with the round with a different question.
Okay.
Candice, everyone starts their game with the same round, and that is contrast. This is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need seven correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right, Candice, good luck. Let's play contrast. Candice, you need to get seven questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
July, December, play. In the UK, ruby is the birthstone for...
July.
The last month of the calendar year is...
December.
The opening ceremony of the 2012 Olympic Games took place in...
July.
In the UK, St. Stephen's Day is celebrated on the 26th of...
July.
In the Southern Hemisphere, the summer solstice occurs in...
December.
In 1997, Hong Kong reverted to Chinese rule on the 1st of...
December.
In 44 BC, the name of the month Quintilis was changed to eventually become...
July.
The United States celebrates its Independence Day on the 4th of...
July.
The Latin word for the number 10 is the basis for the name...
December.
Stop the heartbeat! Well done, Candice. Come on. That was good. That was good. I thought, to start off with, it was a pretty simple round, but then you got a couple of answers wrong, which cost you 50 heartbeats. But don't worry about that. You used 160 heartbeats. You got two wrong. Are you happy?
Yes.
Good,
yes.
Good, because you've got 840 heartbeats remaining. That's an awful lot of heartbeats to go. Oh, and one more thing. Let me introduce you to our wonderful string quartet. Now, they're going to be playing along to the beat of your own heart. Obviously, the faster they're playing, the more panicked or the quicker your heart rate is going. So you have to try and make them play as slow as possible. So after round one, Candice has banked £250. complete all 7 rounds and you could be playing for a massive £25,000. But do remember, you must leave yourself enough heartbeats to play our final round, which is cash out. And only by completing this round will you be able to take home the money that you've previously banked. All right, Candice, let's have a look at round 2. It's reorder, and this is how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of 6 items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all 6 items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
Right, are you ready? Are you going to play on for £500 or are you going to cash out for £250?
I'll play on, Brennan.
Good girl, that's what we like to hear. I knew you'd say that. All right, Candice, let's play reorder.
Thank you.
You need to reorder 6 answers. If you're ready, Candice, please step onto the plate.
China, New Zealand, Ghana, Australia, Panama, United States. Countries, number of stars on their national flag, most to fewest. Play.
United States. Australia. New Zealand. China. New Zealand. Panama. Ghana.
Got the heartbeat! Yes! Double high fives! That was ace!
Thank you!
That was really, really good. Thanks. Obviously, you're good at flags or geography.
I'm okay. Well, better than I thought I was.
Better than okay?
Yeah, that was okay.
Wow, that was ace. You got just one wrong.
Thank you.
When I saw that, I panicked.
I did at first, and then I realised, actually, no, I know those flags.
That was really good. Thank you. No disrespect, I'm really surprised.
Oh.
Well done. You did a great
Thanks,
job.
I think.
No, yeah, you did a great job. You've got 734 heartbeats left. You peaked at 123, which is not the highest we've seen. It's pretty good. I'll be honest with you, Candice. No, it's all right. So, after round 2, Candice has banked £500 and has got a massive 734 heartbeats remaining. Is it enough to get her to 25 grand? We'll find out after the break.
The District of Heart, said to be the most desirable place to live in the UK, is in which county? Hampshire or Dorset? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, the District of Heart, said to be the most desirable place to live in the UK, is in which county? The answer is Hampshire. Before the break, we met student Candice from Edinburgh. She completed reorder and banked £500. With 734 heartbeats remaining, how far will she go on 1,000 heartbeats?
Welcome back to 1,000 heartbeats. Candice, are you ready to see your next round?
I am.
All right, here we go. Let's have a look.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into 8 pieces, of which 5 will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all 5 missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
Assemble, Candice. It's like a showbiz jigsaw. So you can play on for £1,000 or you can cash out with 500. What do you want to do?
I'll play on just now.
Good, we're going to play on. Let's play Assemble.
Thank
Good luck.
You.
All right, Candice, you need to find 5 missing pieces. In your own time, when you're ready, step onto the plate.
Mick Jagger. Play.
Thank you.
12. Six. Three. Twelve. Nine. Five. Ten. Eight.
Stop the heartbeat! Good job. Good job. Did you get any satisfaction from doing that?
Hey! See what I did there?
I'm just trying to relax you. Your heart rate right now is at 133. Did you get panicked during that game?
Yeah, I did. I think with them being the wrong way around and you sort of having to... Yeah, so that's what confused me a little bit.
That's where people struggle with assembly. Yeah. It's not a straight jigsaw.
Yeah.
They're all upside down, they're all inverted, they're all back to front. It's difficult to kind of...
Exactly.
..crook your neck and make sure all the pieces fit in those illuminated squares. But well done.
Thank
you've got
you.
523 heartbeats remaining. We're not even at halfway, so it's looking good.
Okay.
So after round three, Candice has banked £1,000 and has 523 heartbeats remaining. Are you ready to see your next round?
I am.
It's Identify, and this is how it works.
This is Identify. You will see a list of 8 answer options. You will then be shown a statement. Correctly identify the 4 options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit 4 answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish Identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So, are you going to play on for £2,500 or cash out for £1,000?
I'll play on.
Yes, good luck. This is Thank Identify.
You. Thanks.
You need to find the 4 correct answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Danny Ocean, Michael Sullivan, Frank Abagnale Jr., Max Cady, Tyler Durden, Billy Bean, David Ames, Jerry Welbach. Brad Pitt film character names. Play.
Tyler Durden. David Ames. Michael Sullivan. And Jerry Welbach.
3 right answers in there.
Tyler Durden, Billy Bean, Michael Sullivan, and Max Cady.
3 again.
Tyler Durden, Billy Bean, Max Cady, and Jerry Welbach.
3 again.
Tyler Durden, Michael Sullivan, Max Cady, and Jerry Welbach. Tyler Durden, Michael Sullivan, Max Cady, and David Ames.
Oh, come on.
Tyler Durden, David Ames, Max Cady, and Jerry Welbach. Tyler Durden, Billy Bean, David Ames, Max Cady.
You made the right decision. You made the right decision because there was no point in carrying on and keep getting wrong answers, finding that elusive 4th answer.
Yeah.
We found 3, then it went back down to 2.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
That I knew Tyler Durden was right and I didn't know any of the other ones, so to be honest, I probably should have stepped off earlier.
All right, well, let's take a look. Let's find out what the correct answers were. We were looking for Tyler Durden from Fight Club, Billy Bean from Moneyball, Jerry Welbach from The Mexican, and Michael Sullivan from Sleepers.
OK, well, I've not seen any of those 3 films, so that'll be why I didn't know them.
All right, Candice, you stepped off the plate with 166 heartbeats remaining, but because you stepped off the plate, it is going to cost you 50. So let's remove those. You've got 116 left. We're going to change the question. When you stepped off the plate, you had two correct answers. So with the new question, you only need to find two more answers to complete the round.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
All right, Candice, I've got to warn you before we play. If your counter, your heart rate counter, is below 50, you can't step off the plate.
Okay.
All right, good luck. Only need two answers.
Thank you.
Come on, we can do this. Let's play. Identify. Once again, if you're ready, Candice, please step onto the plate.
Mr. Tamnus, Bartholomew Cubbins, Agatha Trunchbull, Augustus Gloop, Squidward Tentacles, George Cranky, Nick Bottom, Aunt Sponge. Characters created by Roald Dahl. Play.
Augustus Gloop, Agatha Trunchbull.
Yes, well done. Well done, Candice.
Thank you.
You got those two answers really quick. Big fan of Roald Dahl?
Yes.
Good.
Massive fan.
Well,
yeah.
You proved it. You proved that you were. However, we've only got 87 heartbeats remaining. Mm-hmm. It's tough. During that whole game, you used 436 heartbeats. You got seven wrong answers.
Yeah.
So, round five, it's keep up. Is there any point in me showing you what that round is all about?
No.
Well, at least you're honest, because you've got 87 heartbeats remaining. So, let's cash out.
Let's.
For £2,500. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let's play cash out.
Thanks.
Can you cash out? Let's hope so. Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you can't step off the plate. But as always, every wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Snooker player Alex Higgins was nicknamed the Hurricane.
False.
Formerly the Millennium Dome, the O2 Arena is on the south side of the River Thames.
True.
Facebook co-founder Mark Zuckerberg studied at Brown University.
True.
Oh!
Oh, thank you.
It's those two wrong answers.
Yeah.
It cost you 50 heartbeats because you only had 87.
Yeah.
Bit of a shocker. Have you enjoyed yourself, though?
Yeah, it's been lovely. Thank you so much.
I'm so sorry you're not leaving with any money. You've been a fab contestant.
Thank you
so much for playing.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing 1,000 heartbeats.
Thanks.
So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Let's welcome Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Welcome on board.
Thank you.
Hi, Chris. Welcome to 1,000 heartbeats.
Thank you.
Where have you come from?
I've come from Newcastle.
All right, good stuff. What do you do for a living, Chris?
I'm an account and an audit executive.
Wow.
Which isn't as boring as it sounds.
Is it not?
Not the most thrilling, but...
Right.
It's
what,
okay.
What does it involve? What do you do on a day-to-day?
Checking accounts, making sure everything's OK, making sure what companies say they're doing, they're actually doing, things like that.
Is it a stressful job?
It can be at times. It depends on the time of the year, like end of tax year it can be.
And what about relaxation? How do you chill out? Because obviously dealing with other people's money, that's quite stressful in itself.
Yeah.
But what do you do when you get home, close the door behind you?
I like to listen to rock music, things like that.
Okay.
Quite heavy music, things like that. Or
Napalm Death?
Not Metallica. More Metallica, Slipknot, right. that kind of stuff. I like to sleep a lot as well.
Hey, there's nothing wrong
with
that.
It's relaxing.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I can kick myself. You're also in a band as well.
I'm in a band with the great name Gandalf's Fist. We're called.
Nice. All right. Well, I tell you what, we've got four musicians over there who would love to be a part of Gandalf's Fist.
Rock on.
They could be the hobbits sat at the back playing the string section.
Mighty precious.
With, exactly. With Gandalf's Fist. The show's called 1,000 Heartbeats, and we will be monitoring your heart rate. At the moment, it's quite low. It's 103. That's really good. If you can keep it like that throughout the show, you'll do fantastically well. So before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 Heartbeats. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. All right, let's play 1,000 Heartbeats. So everyone plays the same game to kick off their rounds. That's Contrast. This is what it looks like.
This is Contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need seven correct answers. Finish Contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. Nice, calm, relaxed.
Yep, just all about, right. I think so.
We'll let Gandalf's fist do its work. Let's play Contrast. All right, you need to get seven questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Marilyn Monroe, Audrey Hepburn, play. Starred as Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Audrey Hepburn.
Was the subject of Andy Warhol's 1960s screen print paintings.
Marilyn Monroe.
Gave birth to two children.
Audrey Hepburn.
Publicly sang Happy Birthday to President John F. Kennedy in 1962.
Marilyn Monroe.
Has been portrayed by Michelle Williams in a 2011 film.
Audrey Hepburn.
Was born Norma Jean Mortensen.
Marilyn Monroe.
Appears on the album cover of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Audrey Hepburn.
Was born in 1929.
Marilyn Monroe.
Starred as Rosalind in her final film, The Misfits.
Audrey Hepburn.
Married three times.
Audrey Hepburn.
Was the subject of Elton John's 70s version of Candle in the Wind.
Marilyn Monroe.
Starred alongside Fred Astaire in the 1957 film, Funny Face.
Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah! Come over, come over. Well done. I thought at the start there, I thought, you know what? This guy knows his movie icons. You started off really well, but you ended up using 273 heartbeats.
Yeah.
You got five wrong. Five wrong, that's a tough opening category for you. But don't worry, one thing you were doing, I noticed, was you were looking at your heartbeat counter, try and ignore it.
Yeah.
Just try and ignore it, because when you start concentrating about that, the quicker your heart rate goes. Your heart rate peaked at 126, which is not bad, so you don't have to worry about that, OK? Right. If that's what it's like during gameplay, then it's fine. Just concentrate on getting the answers right.
Yeah.
OK, ignore the counter, you like this all the time. Panicking yourself, yeah. Backing yourself into a corner. So, after round one, Chris has banked £250. He's got 727 heartbeats remaining. Can he calm? Can he settle? Can he win a lot of cash? We'll find out after the break.
Who returned to the top 10 of the UK singles chart in 2013 after a six-year absence with his song Bonfire Heart? James Morrison or James Blunt? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who returned to the top 10 of the UK singles chart in 2013 after a six-year absence with his song Bonfire Heart? The answer is James Blunt. Before the break, we met accountant Chris from Newcastle. With 727 heartbeats remaining, will he make it to the jackpot prize of £25,000?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Chris, are you ready to see your next round?
Yes, I am.
All right, good stuff. Here it is.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel six words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
All right, Chris, it's round two. It's Unravel. You've got 727 heartbeats left. Are you a little bit disappointed with that performance in the first round?
Yeah, because it was going so well. Like, I think I got the first four right, and I was like, yep, I didn't know I knew this much about Marilyn Monroe and Audrey Hepburn, and then suddenly it was like, oh, you don't.
and then reality bits.
Yeah.
On the bum, very hard. So, are you going to play on for £500 or cash out with £250?
I'm going to play on.
All right, just relax a little bit, OK? Good luck, Chris. Let's do this. Let's play Unravel.
Good man.
All right, Chris, you need to unravel six words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Butter. Step off.
Can't see it?
Nope.
Not can't see at all. It?
All right. What are you?
An idiot? Oh.
Nervous. That's all it is, it's just nerves. But what I will give you, Chris, is the fact that you were composed under pressure there on the plate. You tried to figure it out. You stepped off at 639. Let's take 50 from there. 589. Still all the heartbeats. We still need to unravel five words. All right?
Yep.
Good luck. Let's not panic. Let's play Unravel. If you're ready, Chris, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Journal.
Yes.
Octopus. Jumper. Calendar. Mannequin.
Yes, well done.
Yes.
Come on, Chris. Well done. Yeah. Well done. Back on form, huh? Picked up the baton that you dropped in the previous game. How does it feel up there?
Tense, but it was once I got that first one right, and because a tricky-ish one, and I got that right, and it kind of set the ball rolling, really. And
yeah, it's a bit weird, that round, because once you get your eye in, once you can find a couple of letters that make sense, you can then either guess or the word just pops off the screen.
Yeah.
So you've got 507 heartbeats left. Pretty good. Yet to hit halfway. You've just banked £500.
Yeah.
OK. All right, let's have a look at round three. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the five correct missing pieces from the 12 options. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
So it's round three, it's Assemble, it's a giant jigsaw. You've got more than enough heartbeats to complete this round, 507. How do you think you're going to do?
I'm quite looking forward to this one, so...
Good. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out?
I'm going to play on.
Good man. All right, good luck. Okay,
thank you.
Let's do it as quick as possible. Let's play Assemble. Come on, Chris. You need to find five missing pieces, Chris. Good luck.
Thank you.
When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Sandra Bullock.
Play.
12. Number 1. Number 9. Number 6. Number 10.
Yes! Well done, Chris. Good man.
Great stuff. Well done. Yeah. Perfect gameplay. You took your time. No wrong answers. You've got 373 heartbeats remaining. You only used 134 heartbeats. All right. Really good round. Well done. So you've just banked £1,000.
Hey.
Good man. All right, Chris, let's keep this good momentum going. Let's see round 4. It's identify.
This is identify. To complete the round, you must correctly identify the 4 options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit 4 answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So round 4, Chris, is identify. You've got 373 heartbeats remaining. What are you going to do? You're going to play on for 2,500 or cash out with 1,000?
I'm going to be brave and play on.
All right, identify. All depends on the topics.
Yeah.
It all depends on the topics. So we're looking for what? Music, films, television?
Yeah, like films, I'd love films, but, well, Audrey Hepburn wasn't so favourable to us, so...
I'll let you off on that, though, because, you know, they're two classic Hollywood actresses.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's play Identify. Yeah. Chris, you need to find the 4 correct answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Edward VI, Henry VIII, James II, George VI, Mary I, Richard II, William I, Elizabeth I, English Tudor monarchs, play.
Edward VI, Henry VIII, Elizabeth I, Mary I.
That was unbelievable. That was unbelievable. You only used 33 heartbeats.
Get in.
The Tudors, what's all that about?
I forgot to mention I did history at A-level.
That was quality. I think that's one of the quickest rounds we've ever had on 1,000 heartbeats. So you did A-level history?
Yeah, I didn't do Tudors in that. That goes back to primary school where we did Tudors. And, yeah, I'm quite interested in that era, so I'm... know them pretty well.
There's only one other Tudor monarch, apart from those 4. Do you know who it was?
No, I can't think.
It doesn't matter, to be honest with you. Henry VII. Chris, that was fabulous. It really was. I am so chuffed for you. So, after round 4, Chris has banked £2,500 and has 340 heartbeats remaining. What a performance. Can he do the next round that quick? We'll find out after the break.
Who played King Richard the Lionheart in the film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves? Sean Connery or Ray Winston? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who played King Richard the Lionheart in the film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves? The answer is Sean Connery. Before the break, we saw Chris sail through Identify and bank £2,500. With 340 heartbeats remaining, will he have the nerve to continue or will he cash out?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Chris, are you ready to see your next round?
Yes, I am.
It's Pinpoint. Here's how it works.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers. You'll then be given an instruction. You must scan the grid to find and work out the answer. To complete the round, you must clear 3 grids, a total of 15 answers. Finish the game before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So it's round 5, it's pinpoint, and you've got 340 heartbeats remaining. It is possible to do pinpoints and then cash out. How confident are you in your general mathematics?
Because I play darts, I like to watch a lot of darts, I think my mental arithmetic is good. It should be good because I'm an accountant, but I said I use a calculator most of the time, so no need for the old noggin. It's decent, it's good, without being exceptional.
What would you do with the £5,000, should you win it?
Well, it would be a deposit on a house, or maybe laser eye surgery, something like that. Or potentially use all that money, go mental, and go to Vegas anyway.
Quite a contrast from sorting your eyesight out to losing your eyesight in Vegas, because let's be honest, you'll be seeing double. All right, Chris, so, serious question. Are you going to play pinpoint for £5,000, or are you going to cash out £2,500?
I would like to have the bravery to carry on, but I'm going to be a Billy Butler and cash out.
All right, Chris, you've made it through 4 rounds. You've got £2,500 to play for. Good luck. Let's play cash out. Come on. Come on, Chris. So, Chris, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate. When you're ready, Chris, for £2,500, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Maris Piper and King Edward are varieties of tomato.
True.
ED is the start of the Royal Mail postcode for the city of Edinburgh.
True.
In biology, DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid.
False.
Comedian Sacha Baron Cohen studied at Cambridge University.
True.
The Great Train Robbery took place in the 1950s.
True.
Actress Kate Winslet has been married to director Guy Ritchie.
False.
In the NATO phonetic alphabet, Titan represents the letter T.
True.
David Miliband has been the Foreign Secretary.
False.
Actor Stephen Fry was born before his fellow performer Hugh Laurie.
True.
In Texas Hold'em poker, a straight beats a flush.
False.
The ballet Swan Lake was written in the 20th century.
False.
Quentin Tarantino made a cameo appearance in the 2001 film Ocean's 11.
False.
Sodium chloride is the scientific name for common salt.
True.
Yes! Yes!
Well done, mate.
Well done, you did it with 5 left. You did it with 5 left. I was ace. Well done, Chris. Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, I thought you'd blown it.
So did I.
I thought you'd blown it because you were stood there, once again, looking at the counter.
I know. I couldn't help it.
You were looking at the counter. Your heart rate right now is 178 beats per minute.
I'm nearly dead.
Well done, Chris. I can't believe you did it. I'll be honest with you. You got 6 of the first 8 questions wrong.
Yeah. Poor.
Oh, what are you going to do with the £2,500? Go to Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
Vegas,
Vegas, Vegas it is.
Good lad. Well done, Chris.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you. So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Sandy from Somerset.
Hello.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you very much.
What do you do for a living, Sandy?
I'm a lecturer at Western College. We were graded outstanding just at the end of last year, so that was really cool.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
we've so got an educated one, everyone. Yes, excellent stuff. All right, we could be in for a long ride. That's a good thing, Sandy. So what do you teach? What do you lecture in?
I lecture in hair and media makeup, barbering and hairdressing, but the whole unit is hair and beauty kind of combined. Wow. So, yeah, it's awesome.
That's a lot of pressure, cutting people's hair.
Yeah, it's good. And we deal on real clients, members of the public that come in and pay money. So, yeah, it's really good. It gives the students an idea of how real life is and actually that they have to work for a living and how a real commercial salon works.
And do you think the pressure of being a lecturer is going to help you out today?
I have no idea.
What would your specialist subjects be, apart from hair and beauty?
The Beckhams. I do like the Beckhams.
Right.
Bon Jovi. I like Bon Jovi.
Is it true that you treated yourself on your 18th birthday to a Bon Jovi tattoo?
I did.
The Superman emblem?
Yes.
Where
on
is
my
it?
On my arm.
On your arm? Okay.
But it's hidden for today.
All right, fair enough. So you're a big fan of Bon Jovi?
Yes.
What else? Movies? TV? Cinema?
Tom Cruise movies, yeah. I like the Mission Impossible.
Basically, you like all the hunks.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. I hadn't connected that myself, but yeah, that's true.
There's a theme going on with the Beckhams, Tom Cruise and John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
All right, we get you. Throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. Let's take a look at it right now. It's 117 beats per minute. So you need to stay calm under the pressure because, obviously, the faster your heart rate goes, the less time you'll have to complete all of the rounds. So before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. All right, there they are. Good stuff. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's play 1,000 Heartbeats. Everyone starts with the same game, with the same round, and that is contrast. Here's how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer seven questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
All right, the first challenge is worth £250. When you're ready, let's play contrast. You need to get seven questions right, Sandy. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Coronation Street, EastEnders, play. Acquired new cast member Danny Dyer in 2013.
EastEnders
is set in and around fictional Albert Square.
EastEnders
was first broadcast in 1985.
EastEnders
features the pub, The Rover's Return.
Coronation Street
won a BAFTA for Best Soap and Continuing Drama in 2014.
EastEnders
was created by Tony Warren.
Coronation Street
broadcast a live episode to celebrate its 25th anniversary.
Coronation Street
stars Adam Woodyatt and Steve McFadden.
EastEnders
cast member Michelle Keegan won Sexiest Female at the 2014 British Soap Awards.
EastEnders
features the Spraggan family.
Coronation Street
has a set based in Salford Quays, Manchester.
Coronation Street.
TV soaps,
that is harder than it looks.
It is. TV soaps, obviously not your thing, Sandy.
No. EastEnders, I don't ever watch them.
No Coronation Street. No. That's because you're too busy.
I know. That's
true. Because you're too busy.
That's true.
One thing that was noticeable there, very noticeable, was your heart rate. It was going quite quick.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Yeah, it peaked at 142. Even now, as we're talking, it's 138 beats per minute, so it's quite high. You need to try and relax under the light. You got four wrong answers, which means we deducted 100 heartbeats during that round.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense. Unfortunately, Sandy, we are out of time. You'll have to join us next time on 1,000 Heartbeats to find out how Sandy gets on. We'll see you then.